Top of that entrance. Isn't that insane? It's kind of like Peter Pan if Peter Pan actually did age. And they had me so high up there, I could see both of Mike Duffy's houses. It was unbelievable. What a night! Ah, oh, people in show business are being honored. How often does something like that happen? I myself am up for 2 nominations. And thank you. And when you consider that I'm also hosting, I have a chance to lose 3 times this evening. But I remember when the Canadian Screen Awards asked me to host, the phone rang, and I'm not ashamed to tell you that my very first words on my mouth were, "Yes! Yes, yes, operator! I'll accept the charges."
You're listening to the Back Bacon Morning Radio Show with Brian Burke and Dave Banks, my guest hoser. He is a return guest hoser, kind of like Whoopi Goldberg on Hollywood Squares. He's back for the 3rd time, I believe. Right, Dave?
Yes, that's correct. Yep. I'm trying to think if there are any hosers ever on Hollywood Squares.
You mean Canadian people on Hollywood Squares? We'd have to look that up.
Yeah, we should check on that on the next break.
There probably were, but we should know that, certainly. So we're going to start out the morning with you with some quieter-type music from Boundary, followed by Sarah McLachlan and Bruce Coburn here on Back Bacon Morning Radio. Lots to talk about today. We'll get to those when we come back.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Here comes the helicopter, second time today. Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they murdered, only God can say. Son of a bitch would die.
KDUR and Rocky Mountain Community Radio is supported by American Financing, a Colorado-operated mortgage banker with salary-based mortgage consultants offering refinancing or new home purchase. Information at 303-695-7000 or AmericanFinancing.net. You're listening to KDUR's Back Bacon Morning Radio Show, 6:18 a.m. on Friday, June 14th, here on KDUR. And you heard there Bruce Coburn's If I Had a Rocket Launcher, before that Sarah McLachlan's Beatles cover on her Rarities album of Blackbird, and then new music from Boundary, a Montreal artist on KDUR called Etoile. And we opened the set with Martin Short's opening monologue from the Canadian Screen Awards.
And when we were on the air right at the outset, we mentioned Hollywood Squares, and we looked it up, and Martin Short himself was on Hollywood Squares, which is really no surprise if you look at his career. It's somehow very appropriate. But my kids might know Martin Short's voice better as the voice of the Cat in the Hat. The Cat in the Hat knows a lot about that on PBS. So.
Yes, and was he on as himself or the Cat in the Hat or Ed Grimley, one of his Saturday Night Live characters, or lawyer Nate Thurm?
Yeah, no, he's... It's a very appropriate Cat in the Hat voice. It's a distinct new character for Martin Short, yeah.
Yeah, Martin Short has been a great character actor throughout his career and excellent at doing impressions and creating various characters on SNL as well. And we heard the Bruce Coburn song, If I Had a Rocket Launcher. That was actually his first foray in 1984 into political activism. He had come back from refugee camps in Mexico, Guatemalan refugee camps, and he was writing a lot and very affected by the situation and political and civil unrest in Central America, in Guatemala and Nicaragua as well.
Yeah, and really affected. I mean, for me, listening to that, knowing that he's essentially a pacifist, to hear him, you know, saying, if I had a rocket launcher, I'd make somebody pay. You can just feel the simmering rage at the situation. So it's all the more powerful, I think, if you know who he is.
Yes, because when Canadians get angry, it's very, very serious, right?
Right, it takes a lot.
A Canadian pacifist is somewhat of an oxymoron, perhaps.
Yeah, right.
And what do we have coming up in this next set, Dave?
Next is a track from the Tragically Hip. This is off Trouble at the Hen House, an album they put out in the mid-90s. This was during a time when I was a DJ at KCSU in Fort Collins. And you might think at a college radio station you could play whatever you want whenever you want, but they had a heavy rotation bin, which kind of shocked me. I kind of viewed myself as, you know, Dr. Johnny Fever rebelling against the heavy rotation bin. And somehow or other, this album made it in there, so I always made sure to play two or three tracks off it every time I was in. So here's one of them.
Nice. Here we go. Gift Shop from Tragically Hip on KDUR's Back Bacon Morning Radio. You're with Brian and Dave.
We get to feel small. now. The distant red neon shivered in the heat. I was feeling like a stranger in a strange land. You know where people play games with the night. God, it was too hot to sleep. I followed the sound of a jukebox coming from up the levee. All of a sudden I could hear somebody whistling from right behind me. I turned around and she said, "Why do you always end up down at Nick's Cafe?" I said, I don't know. The wind just kind of pushed me this way. She said, "Hang the rich." Fields are empty, abandoned 59 Chevy. Laying in the back seat, listening to Little Willie John. Yeah, it's when time stood still. You know, I think I'm gonna go down to Madam X and let her read my mind. She said that voodoo stuff don't do nothing for me. Stir the soul.
Directory Plus is a proud sponsor of KDUR Community Radio. Directory Plus, also known as the Red Book, includes residential and business listings for Durango, Cortez, and Pagosa Springs. Information on how to place an ad can be found by calling 259-6500 or online at directoryplus.com. You're listening to Back Bacon Morning Radio here on KDUR with Brian and Dave. You heard Canadian Robbie Robertson from the band with Somewhere Down the Crazy River. And before that, part of Dave Bang's guest hoser set, The Tragically Hip and Gift Shop.
All right, let's go over today's weather. It's going to go up to 30 degrees today. It'd be a bit breezy. Wind's almost 20 kilometers an hour. And a 20% chance of rain. So we'd like that to be a bit higher, but that's some chance anyway. 20% again tomorrow, high of 28 tomorrow, and then Sunday 28 as well, but no rain on Sunday.
And of course, for those of you again thinking, wow, 28 and 30 is cold, isn't this June and not January? You are correct. That is, those were degrees in Celsius used by most of the world's population. Here in the U.S., we use Fahrenheit, Dave, and it's going to be 86 today for the high, with highs of 83 for both weekend days. 20% chance of rain today and tomorrow. And the winds are south-southwest at about 12 miles per hour. And Dave, you are a wind engineer. Is that a windy day, or how would you describe?
That's probably going to be a mild breeze, yeah. You'll notice it, but it won't deter you.
And at what mile per hour guideline would we say it is windy?
Or most people? You know, I tend to think in meters per second, actually, that kind of stuff.
How many meters per second? 9.8?
Yeah, about six meters per second. You don't want to sit around anymore. 8 meters per second, it's getting kind of windy, and that you don't want to stop and chat. 15 is kind of dangerous, knock you off your bike.
So now we are really confusing our listeners with meters, wind in meters per second. You only get that here, folks, on the Back Bacon Morning Radio Show. Your wind speed from a wind engineer, a doctoral degree in wind engineering, in meters per second. You heard that here first and probably last as well. Coming up, we have a comedy clip from Kids in the Hall. And Dave, what do you know about those folks?
But not too much, other than that my aunt used to, when she wanted to put me in my place, she'd mention that she knew one of the kids in the hall. It was sort of like, you think you're so good and successful or cunning or whatever. You're not as cunning as him. So,
did she say if she knew the one who dressed up as a woman all the time for the skits, or Dave Foley from News Radio?
Well, that's the other funny part. I mean, I don't think she would have approved with any of their lifestyles.
That's very funny. My late Auntie Evelyn claims to have been on a single date with Montrealer William Shatner. Again, that is unconfirmed, but she does claim that, along with 38% of Montreal's female population in that very wide age range as well. So for you on KDUR, we have Kids in the Hall with a clip, and then we'll launch into our jazz set today, as promised, on our Facebook page. And if you haven't seen it yet, facebook.com/radio, spelt R-E-H-D-I-O. We have 51 likes and counting. We need to get up to 1,000 by 8 a.m. this morning, so make sure to like us. I'm kidding about that number, of course. But we have our Canadian jazz set coming up in honor of Montreal Jazz Fest and some other jazz fests coming around this area this summer as well. You're listening to KDUR.
Some people look at a flag swaying in the breeze at the White House and they say, that's America. Me, whenever I see an American flag hung in the window of a basement apartment by guys who have better things to do with their money than buy curtains, I say, that's America to me. In America, there are 51 states, or maybe it's 80 by now. Does England count? I'm not quite sure. The one thing I am sure of, though, is if I'm standing in a warehouse beside a time clock and a guy is punching in for his best friend who is too hungover to get out of bed, I'm standing in America, the makeover capital of the world, the place where every young man has to answer in his heart the question, what do you love more, your girlfriend or your car? And where that young man can buy a beat-up car for $300 and has to spend $1,000 to insure it. Where else can even a paperboy option the film rights to a book? A woman on an assembly line works out her overtime in her head to infinity. And at the exact same moment, her husband gets into a car accident because he's looking at a girl in a tube top. In America, where spelling doesn't count, people's pets do. Where else can a guy get a job riding a whale at Marineland? But in America.
Well, it ain't no
our rooster crows at the break of dawn. Look out your window and I'll be gone. 'Cause you're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's alright. Oh, don't think twice, it's alright. Turning on your light, babe. That light I never knowed. Well, it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. 'Cause I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I'm wishing there was something you would do or say to make me change my mind and stay. Never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's alright. Oh no, no, don't think twice, it's alright. Oh, oh, oh.
Together in the park, as the evening sky grew dark, she looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. It was then he felt alone. And where she gone straight and washed out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well. They stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving the simple twist of fate. A saxophone somewhere far off played. She was walking by the arcade. His light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup of a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. He woke up and the room was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care. Pushed the window open wide. Felt an emptiness inside to which he just could not relate. Along with a pair at the docks, hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's sin. Much within, I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on a simple twist of fate. Thank you.
Listening to Back Bacon Morning Radio on KDUR. The time is 6:48 on June 14th, and you're with Brian Burke and Dave Banks. In a moment, we're going to get a special guest hoser set in by request from Scott and Isla Moore, a Canadian and a Canadian wannabe, his lovely wife Isla, my fellow soccer players. We'll get that request to you shortly, a two-song set. And what you heard there was the Oscar Peterson Trio from Montreal with Georgia on My Mind. Before that, Diana Krall with her version of Bob Dylan's Simple Twist of Fate. And starting off with Emilie Claire Barlow with her version, jazzy version of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. We're doing some jazz for you today because the Montreal Jazz Fest is coming up in a few weeks, one of the premier jazz festivals in the world. I've been to several jazz fests worldwide, and the Montreal one is by far the best, the most free music, just amazing set. I saw Pat Metheny there about 20 years ago for free with 100,000 people looking on, as well as the Marsalis family. For free in a different year, too. So they always have great headlining shows that are free, jazz students playing, and all over the streets of Montreal. It's really a wonderful, wonderful festival. We also have in August a couple of more local festivals, Telluride Jazz early August and Aspen Jazz later on in the month through September as well. So we're getting some Canadian jazz music to you.
Right, and this certainly sounds like the Montreal Jazz Festival is more jazzy than and perhaps the local ones, or at least the Aspen. When I was in Aspen, it was headlined by Sheryl Crow. So there's a sort of limited amount of jazz making its way into that festival. But it is still a good time. It's a great setting and a beautiful spot, even if the VIP section in front of the stage is a little big.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow is a fine musician, but unlikely to be considered jazz by most catalogers of music.
That's the point, yeah.
Absolutely. Although I did see Barenaked Ladies at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival one time, but to their credit, they did a bluegrass set to start the show, which was pretty awesome. So coming up by request from Scott and Isla Moore, we have Corb Lund, followed by Pogirl. And you had some ideas about Corb Lund that you wanted to share, Dave.
Oh, yeah, Corb Lund. I saw him at a dive bar in La Porte, Colorado, just north of Fort Collins.
Are you just making up town names now?
Yeah, no, you can look it up. Go Google it right now, yeah. I'm trying to remember the name of the bar. It was a fun show, and he finished it up with the song we're going to hear, which was apt. Those who were Corb Lund fans in the audience were certainly happy to hear that one.
And this is a live version as well here on KDUR's Back Bacon Morning Radio.
Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cried. If I don't get rye whiskey, well, I think I may die. I'm gonna go up yonder holler, I'm gonna build me a still, and I'll sell you a gallon for a $5 bill. Well, if the ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd swim to the bottoms and never come up. But the oceans ain't whiskey and I ain't no duck, so I'll play the Jack of Diamonds and trust to my luck. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, no you hold. Drop my poor pockets of silver and gold. Well, it's beefsteak when I'm hungry, rye whiskey when I'm dry, and greenbacks when I'm hard up, and heaven when I die. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cried. If I don't get rye whiskey, well, I think I may die. Well, my horses ain't hungry, and they don't want your hay. So fare thee well, darling, and I'll be on my way. Here's to it, folks. Full-bodied lagers,
much as the next hard-working man. And the taste of suds or dealing stud, I can surely understand. Trucker speed, and yes indeed, it's nearly getting light. But it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. Smoke your grass and fish your bass and burn that purple gas. Showing up is a pile of stuff that'll knock you on your ass. It's like diesel fuel, nobody's fool's gonna wanna get left behind. It's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. We're all half dead, never slept, just spoiling for a fight. Who'd have thunk we could jack it, it's drunk, the boys don't spare the ride. But it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. They're splitting eights and hitting my straights in the card rooms of the world. Chasing skirt, getting hurt, but now I got a card playing girl. But man, she gets excited when the deal don't come out right. It's time to switch to whiskey, she's been drinking beer all night. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. We're all half dead and Emma's left is spoiling for a fight. Who'd have thunk we could jack ass drunk, the boys don't spare the ride. It's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. Okay, alright. I've heard it said that you can get some heat in Irish pubs. Serve a Jameson to an orange moon, a Bushmills to his cubs. Here's what you do, a ton of more do, you can meet them both halfway. And it's time to switch to whiskey, they've been drinking beer all day. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. We're all half dead, limits left, just spoiling for a fight. Who'd have thunk we'd get jackass drunk, the boys won't spare the ride. It's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. And it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. Thanks, everybody.
For morning, time it's gone. God bless this beautiful morning, till it's gone. How I'm gonna feel when it goes, I don't know. That's another sound. God bless this beautiful morning, till it's gone. Thank God for the kind of happiness you can't explain. Thank God for the kind of happiness you can't explain. By every right, late last night should have bled into another bad day. So thank God for the kind of happiness you can't explain. The lake is a bowl of wine. girl, am as high as mine. The sun is rose, the lake is a bottle of wine. God bless this beautiful morning, tell us gone. God bless this beautiful morning, tell us gone. How I'm gonna feel when it goes, I don't know. That's another song. God bless this beautiful morning, tell us. Put your weight on me, honey, drop it on me like a stone. Put your weight on me, honey, drop it on me like a stone. I take all your heavy weights, light as a bell. I never leave you alone. Put your weight on me, honey, drop it on me like a stone. Cause right now I feel like I'm never gonna let you down. Right now I feel like I'm never gonna let you down. The thing about this beautiful morning is you're staying morning long. And right now I feel like I'm never gonna let you down. God bless this beautiful morning till it's gone. God bless this beautiful morning till it's gone. How I'm gonna feel when it goes.
Listening to Back Bacon Morning Radio in Durango, Colorado on KDUR. The time now is 7 a.m. on Friday, June the 14th, 2013, and you heard a special call-in guest hoser set from Scott and Isla Moore about to leave on their river trip for the weekend, abandoning our soccer team for greener pastures, or wetter pastures, certainly. You heard Po Girl with roots in Montreal as well as Vancouver and Toronto with Till It's Gone. That is, according to Scott, a very popular wedding song in Canada, and you could hear why, as well as Cor Blonde with Time to Switch to Whiskey. We've been drinking beer all night, and he was actually in Durango at our very own Abbey Theater, soon to be the Animus City Theater in Durango, Colorado, adjacent to Cuckoo's, in this past October, October 7th, 2012.
In conjunction with Gay Pride celebrations, Rocky Mountain PBS and the Durango Discovery Museum show a screening of Love Free or Die. The film Love Free or Die is about a man whose two defining passions, his love for God and for his partner, much of the world cannot reconcile. The screening will be on Wednesday, June 19th at 5:30 p.m. at the Powerhouse Theater. It's free, but donations are welcome. Following the film, there will be a discussion led by 4C Glad. For more information, you can call 970-259-9234.
And also, more about the museum, tomorrow is their big annual fundraiser, Saturday, June 15th, called Durango Discovery Museum's Daddy Fest from 10 to 5 on Main Street near 8th through about 12th Street on our very own Main Street in Durango. Wonderful festival, especially for kids, but for adults as well. There's music, lots of kids' activities, and some food booths as well out there. I will actually be out there. The volunteers will be wearing white shirts and ties, and I will be one of them in the morning shift from 10 to about 12:30. I'll be at the Imagination Playground for the kids. So if you want to meet your DJ in person, come over and say hello between 10 and 12 tomorrow at Daddy Fest on Main Street, Durango, at the Imagination Playground. Just ask for those directions and you will find me, Brian Burke, over there, probably with my son Bailey as well. We're continuing with a jazz set in honor of the upcoming Montreal Jazz Festival and our more local jazz festivals coming up in August with Susie Arioli and It's Always You here on Back Bacon Morning Radio.
Whenever it's early twilight, I watch till a star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see, it's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. Funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you passing by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me, you dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
Go, then go. I'm gonna say whatever I want, because as I say so. Stop, go fast, slow. Stop, go fast, slow. Whatever I want, whatever I want, everything I want, because I say so. Because today, 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 I'm making up the rules on my way. I'm gonna say stop, then stop. I'm gonna say go, then go. I'm gonna say whatever I want, because I say so. Because today, 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 I'm making up the rules on my way. I'm gonna say stop, then stop. I'm gonna say go, then go. I'm gonna say whatever I want, because I say so.
It's so funny to be seeing you after so long now. The way you look, I understand you were not impressed. I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those sticky valentines, 'cause I don't know if you were loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Allison, but now, did he leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all that he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
Canadians tend to know who else is Canadian, you know, who's famous.
All the time. Everything. And that, to me, is chemical. You know, they're the easy ones. You know, Kate Nelligan, Hume Cronin, Cowboy Junkies, Monty Hall.
Monty Hall?
Monty Hall.
The host of Let's Make a Deal?
Yeah.
Live That's and learn, huh? Who could be more American than the host of Let's Make a Deal? Even the name Let's Make a Deal.
And yet, remember, Monty only facilitated the deals. No, in my heart, who's Canadian? I'm on your space shuttle for making interstellar repairs.
In Canada, the space shuttle is referred to as...
The American space shuttle with its Canadian-built arm. Never any other way, as in the American space shuttle with its Canadian-built arm blew up today.
And so when a Canadian finds out that some figure is Canadian, what happens in their heart?
Oh, well, your heart does a little bit of a special Canadian's chamber opens up and enfolds that name, and you keep it. Or if you mention a Canadian, a famous Canadian, in conversation to a Canadian without acknowledging it, there's a vague flicker over their eyes like the shadow of an angel's wing passing, and then the conversation will go on, and then, just as an afterthought, they'll say, oh, you know, he's Canadian, by the way. You know, of course, it's all you've been waiting to say the entire conversation.
You would actually say at some point, you know, he's Canadian?
I wouldn't even, not even at some point, Ira. Let's try it. Go on. You start.
All right. So anyway, I was in the car on my way to work. Mm-hmm. And that song from Bachman Turner Overdrive
They're
came
Canadian.
On.
That's how I do it. I don't even wait.
You're listening. This is KDUR's Back Bacon Morning Radio Show. And you heard Susie Arioli with It's Always You, followed by Barbara Lika, Because I Say So, and then Holly Cole's Elvis Costello cover with Allison, and Montreal Jazz Club's instrumental version of Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now.
Support for KDUR is provided by the Durango Herald, Durango's source for breaking news, available online and in racks throughout the La Plata County. In today's headlines, opening our arms and our hearts, Miami gets hot again just at the right time, and two found dead in the Black Forest fire. DurangoHerald.com, now with more features and benefits. The new edition of the Durango Herald Summer Guide is out now, available at the Herald office or at over 100 local locations.
And Dave, if you would tell us a little bit about that last clip we heard from, you know, called You Know He's Canadian.
That was the late Canadian author David Rakoff. And you may recognize his voice from This American Life. That was a snippet. He was being interviewed by Ira Glass, and he was a regular contributor to that show. And really engaging interview, really, every time he was on the air.
Yeah, it's a wonderful show, and that particular clip struck a chord with me because, as my students know at Fort Lewis College, I do the exact same thing all the time. In fact, I usually play Canadian music before class, and then if they say, well, who's this? I would say, well, didn't you know? It's so-and-so, and of course, he's Canadian. I have that same reflex that they describe, that David Rakoff described so eloquently in that clip there. So coming up, shortly before we get into more of Dave Banks' guest hoser set, we have James Collins' cover of Father and Son, the Cat Stevens tune, and that is in honor of Father's Day, and it goes out to fathers everywhere celebrating this weekend, as well as my own father, who is battling Alzheimer's disease in Toronto, Canada, here on KDUR.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I'm old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. Take your time, think a lot, but think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try
explain, 'cause when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them, they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Peace.